This week's episode is brought to you in part by Tabasco. It's not just for babies anymore.
Hey, I'm Callie Lewis from GeekBeat.tv. You're listening to the... Crap.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 121.
Your body can blame you. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame you, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Please play that again.
Hey, I'm Callie Lewis from GeekBeat.tv. You're listening to the... Crap.
Listening to the crap.
We had so many takes on that, actually. This was... I'd wanted to play that for... By the way, welcome. This is... Let me introduce us first. Welcome to the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy LaFrog.
And I'm Jenny. Not the frog.
Yes, I'm kept catching up on ramen noodle episodes I missed.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of what you missed, I've been saving that clip for months. Because when I went to New York City at Blog World, I got to meet Callie Lewis, got to be on her show, too. She was live streaming while she was there, and I got to talk to her and get interviewed by her. And afterward...
How did I not know this?
You didn't follow me on Twitter, I guess, closely enough. Or maybe you were working at that moment. It was sometime in the morning, I think, of a Thursday or Friday or someday. But I talked to her afterward, and I said, I asked her some questions, and I said, could you record like an opening for my podcast? And I asked her for two of them, one for the Ramen Noodle and one for the Audacity to Podcast. Well, she just could not get the Audacity to Podcast correct. And what you heard was from her trying to say that.
Oh.
She kept saying, you're listening to the... I messed it up again. You're listening to the... Is it that?
Wow.
And so I just... As soon as she said that, I thought instantly... And I cut it out of the clip, though. But I instantly thought, blooper for the ramen noodle.
Nice.
Because that's actually how she knows me by. She every time she sees the name, she says, love the name. Because she's all about ramen noodles. So, yes. Thank you, Callie Lewis, for that intro from
Thanks,
Blog
Callie.
World.
Made me laugh. Good job.
The unintentional intro. Check us out on the web over at cleancomedypodcast.com, and I'll have links to anything that we mention in the show notes for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/121. 1, 2, 1. Sounds like the beginning to some musical. 1, 2, 1, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 1, 2.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I've been saving that until Jeremy could be here.
Well, thank you for at least letting me be a part of that. Even if I have to follow you on Twitter to know important things, typically.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not going to deny it. It's true.
Well, so let's talk about what's been happening lately. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week or so-ish. Jeremy, how about you start us off?
I found out that hydrodynamic is actually a word, and apparently you have a hydrodynamic butt.
Aerodynamic.
Nope.
Hydrodynamic.
Hydrodynamic's what? A word, and it means exactly what Jenny thought it did back in episode whatever that was.
Woo! Not a made-up word.
So I'm sure that you employed both aerodynamicness and hydrodynamicness. I don't know if those two things are words, but... whoops, that was not an intentional... Anyway, points if you caught what I just did there. But, you were flying through the air, presumably, and then the water, so both probably apply.
Ooh, so it was like a whole physics lesson.
Yeah, but that's about as far as I'm even partially comfortable discussing your butt, so we're done. I just wanted to point out that the word is a word.
The word is a word.
The bird is the word. Wait, what?
The bird. Bird is the word.
This last week, I don't think was very funny. If it was, I don't remember. I'm still suffering memory loss from my encounter with Evil Flegon's trans-dimensional portal.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that was a little traumatic. But I do have a couple of quips. Actually, that's not even the right word. But I have a couple of little things to share still from my wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey work stuff.
Uh-huh. Is this where I get to play the Tales from the Drive-Thru?
Yeah.
And now, Tales from the Drive-Thru.
That tuba gets me every time.
That tuba gets me every time. Yeah. Where to begin? Oh, yes, in the drive-thru. Woman pulls up to the window, and she says... I tell her her total. She says, I should get some kind of discount. And I say, oh, the senior discount?
Oh.
And wow. She says, no, I just meant because I'm here so often. Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
Here's your undiscounted food, because definitely you don't need the senior discount. So
are
that
you married?
Happened.
Would you like to go out later?
Awkward.
That's like almost the only way you can clean up after that.
Awkward. If I believed in karma, which I don't, I made up for it with another person another time when she wanted to know about the senior discount and I carded her. So, you know, I kind of made her day. So I guess in, you know, the grand scheme of things, I kind of made up for it, just not with the same person.
Those two probably know each other, though.
Well, let's hope
so. That would be your fate.
In which case, I caused... a rift in their friendship, because when they swapped stories, one now feels sort of inferior to the other. She's got a complex now. It's probably the end of their friendship, which could have an unknown ripple effect on the future of our society.
So I did everyone, a bad thing. Listeners, if you need friendships or relationships broken, call Jeremy.
Oh,
it's 1-900-FLEGON. If you can figure out what the last few digits are of the phone number, then you've deserve to call him. Don't really dial that number. I have no idea where it goes.
Where's that huh sound effect?
Huh? It's gone.
Thanks for making
gone.
It with your female voice. I know that's not where I usually say that, but it fit. Uh-huh. So there was that. And then as a free bonus for all of you, it was reported to me that someone came up to the counter and just said, do you put laxatives in your brownies?
Oh, my.
Which I'm sure to that we replied, no. What? Nope.
Why?
Sounds
would
like
someone...
a personal problem.
Why would someone want to know that?
I don't want to even analyze it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so those things happened.
Hmm. Jenny, would you like to go next? Jenny, please go next.
It's not a story from like recently.
Oh, is that the story that you told me you're going to tell later?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll save that story so you can tell it later.
I purposefully communicated this to you.
Well, I thought you had something else.
Nope.
We celebrated our second anniversary this week.
I wish I had one of those blow things that went... That's good enough.
The monkeys are very happy for our second anniversary.
The monkeys.
And it reminded me of how we spent our first anniversary.
Oh, dear.
We had these big plans of things that we would do. We would go see these fireworks. We would go to an art museum. We would dress up real fancy and all of this all over town. But that didn't happen.
I enjoyed the present you gave me so much.
Because the night before, I had purchased or somehow acquired Minecraft for Jenny. So that was when Jenny got her own Minecraft account.
I have been enjoying it for a year, and I'm still
like 24/7.
I'm still enjoying it.
Happy Minecraft.
Happy Minecraft anniversary.
Happy so Minecraft anniversary.
That was how we spent our anniversary a year ago.
Minecrafting.
All day playing Minecraft.
Pretty much. It was awesome.
Yeah, and then we tried to go to some fireworks, but ended up realizing that I went too late, which was like 6 or 7 hours before, and it was too late. So we didn't end up making it to that. And then we went back home and did more Minecraft.
Yep.
That was our anniversary then. But then our anniversary this time was much more special, and aww, Jenny gave me a very special gift by telling me I should buy a Krispy Kreme donut.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
Fun. Yeah. We splurged.
On a donut.
Well, actually, we got three. It was a better deal that way.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
So you had one aren't that generous. You're saving for me.
No, sorry. We ate it.
Well, that's okay.
We're not really thinking about you on our anniversary.
I was going to say, I'm not sure I'd be comfortable eating the third donut in your anniversary donut set.
Although, whenever I see these little bracelet things, you know, those like support a cause, support this meaningless cause bracelets that everybody wears for like they have a whole sleeve of causes they support and they don't remember what they are. Those kinds of little rubber things.
Yeah.
That also don't work well as rubber bands.
Yeah.
Well, we had one that actually had meaning to it for our wedding.
It's true.
Or we had hundreds of them.
Yes, we did. We still have hundreds of them. Yeah. Somewhere. And
what I do think about when looking back at the wedding is how you stuffed our car full of those things.
We don't really. I mean, like, we weren't swimming in them. Place,
almost.
No. That would mean that they were like up to the windows.
So whenever I see the wedding favors, Jeremy, I think of you.
Yeah. Almost. I mean, I had nothing to do with that.
Best man in my wedding. Huh? No, actually, wait, you weren't the best man in my wedding. You were.
Shut up.
You were best man, not the best.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
There's got to be a distinguishing thing there, because shouldn't the groom be the best man?
Yeah, it should be. And what?
Like, you should then be called number one.
Oh.
And then all down the line.
Number two.
You're,
ew.
Because you're number one.
No, in Star Trek, it's, you know, make it so, number one.
I didn't know we were talking about Star Trek terms.
Engage.
Now.
Instead of groom, you are now the captain of this wedding. I am your first officer. Apparently.
Engage. Well, Jeremy.
No, the engagement's over at that point.
Yeah, true. You may disengage. Jeremy, we have another story about what happened to you.
Oh.
This
fits
boy.
Into the random noodle.
Are you going to
update?
Decide that my memories are false?
Well, this is just another story that we received of an idea that of something that happened to you. This came in from Kit Kat Kate. Yeah, you might want to change your initials there.
Oh, gosh.
What happened to Flegon?
You would.
One day, as Jeremy was walking his pet rock, Yak and Llama, his watch started beeping. He pressed a button, and the voice of Sergeant Packet blared out, Agent Packet, we have a situation. Come quickly to the HQ. Jeremy quickly sent his pets home and crawled under a bush.
You do such a good imitation of him. It's uncanny.
I know.
I've been practicing. Crawled under a bush to a concealed subterranean slide.
No doubt. I have those everywhere. How did you know?
He slid down and into a white room with a bunch of gadgets. The letters
Padded walls.
The letters RNPA were on the wall over a large table. Sergeant Packet was standing at the head of the table. Agent Flegon, the Ramen Noodle Protection Agency needs you. No. The evil Dr. Blonde has been stealing seasoning packets and replacing them with bland crystals that disable taste buds. You must protect the flavors of the world. Go, Agent Flegon. Agent Flegon grabbed his backpack full of gadgets and hopped over onto his hoverboard.
Pretty sure if that happened, I'd have left the country and never came back.
No export law on hoverboards.
What?
Yeah, no exports on hoverboards. Keep up with your laws, dude.
Since when do I care about anybody's laws but my own?
Hours later, he landed in the Himalayas. He crawled through a secret tunnel that led into the secret lair of Dr. Bland. A bald, short man in a lab coat and goggles, which is spelled Googles here, turned.
Maybe they were Google goggles.
Oh, yeah. Google goggles. He's like a mad scientist. Google goggles.
Wow. You scared every living thing in this room. Just going to say that.
A bald, short man in a lab coat and Google goggles turned and stared at evil Flegon. Well, well, he said. Oh, wait. Let me try this again. Well, well, he said in a squeaky high voice. What have we here? I am... right. I'm Agent Flegon from the RNPA. Hand over the seasoning.
Why are you imitating my voice like that?
I don't know. Never, cracked the evil scientist. People should know what it feels like to never taste anything as I do.
Oh, I hate when people crack.
Agent Flegon lunged at Dr. Bland.
No doubt.
But a cage fell over top of him. He blacked out. When he apparently you're scared of cages and they make you faint. When he awoke, he was tied up and Dr. Bland was standing over him. So, Agent Flegon, are you ready to taste bland ramen noodles? A spoon containing the taste bud destroying soup came closer and closer to his mouth. Ah! And then dot dot dot
Jeremy sneezed.
Dot 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 dot. Agent Flegon himself will have to finish this story. For no one outside of him and Dr. Bland knows what happened. The video's camera's battery went out in his watch. Mm. Well, I hope my explanation wasn't too long, and I hope Sergeant Packett and Flegon weren't too offended and becoming spies for a little while. Mm. Thanks for the awesome podcast. Scuba, a.k.a. Kit Kat Kate. He was not a racist, I hope.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
A fun name.
P.S. Okay. The RNPA would make a great sponsor. So, Jeremy, how did you get out of the devastating spoonful of bland ramen noodle flavors from the evil scientist?
With a transdimensional jump, of course.
I knew it! I was thinking you were going to do the same thing, the old transdimensional jump trick.
I had forgotten this part.
Oldest one in the book.
That day. In fact, the memories still aren't coming to me very clearly, but I triggered a transdimensional jump, but only in a loop so that it would return me to my own dimension in a different location. Sort of complicated teleportation. Not recommended for repeated use, but it was an emergency. Unfortunately, it was that anomaly that Evil Flegon detected, which is how he was able to make the attempt at stealing me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what messed up my memory in the first place.
So it all ties together.
And left me wandering around thinking I was actually Homestar Runner for
no,
a couple of
weeks.
No, that
just happens all the time.
Well, I still have lapses, but... So I think I brained my damage a little bit, but I'm mostly okay now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What did you agree?
Yeah, sure. Let's see if our listeners agree with other stories.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you, our beautiful listeners.
Beautiful.
Assuming that you're beautiful in some ugly way, you know.
Oh,
compared to my wife. I mean, looking at the two people in front of me, I see absolute beauty right here. I'm looking at my wife right now, just for clarification. And then there's Jeremy.
Why even bring it up?
I don't know. I don't know. To cover why I don't know why I said that.
Yep. You dug a hole and you fell into it, and now you're just flailing about on the bottom of it like some helpless baby, as I apparently am doing as well. Mm-hmm. Continue, please. Quickly.
This story came in from Tyler.
Hey, people of Ramen Noodle. This is Tyler from the chat room, calling from Seattle, Washington here. And I noticed that you've had your fair share of sleep stories, so I'm going to tell some of mine here. So this one comes from my brother. He, one night while he was sleeping, he lifted up his arm and it got stuck under the cover, and he said, "I can't do it." Falls back asleep, wakes up again, does the same thing. "I can't do it," but the third time's the charm. He lifts his hands up and he raises his hand in the air and he says, "I can do it."
I can do it.
I Yatta! Missed the beginning of that somehow. I think that I just had another memory lapse from the incident. Am I supposed to understand what was just said?
His brother was doing that in his sleep.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Maybe he's been watching some Heroes or some football. Or I wonder what he was dreaming though. I can't do it.
If it was Heroes, he would have said something more like, "Yatta!"
Yeah. Although maybe he was translating. Maybe he dreams in Japanese and translates when he speaks, though. That's like, wow, advanced mind there. This email came in from Anne Marie. It said, "Hi, Daniel and crew. I found your podcasts a while ago, and since I'm slightly OCD, I wanted to listen to all the previous ones first before listening to any of the new ones. I am so sorry. Therefore, I have no idea if you have grown out of your toilet stories yet."
Oh, crap.
"But for some reason, I doubt it."
See what I did there? No.
"I have a story to share with you that I think you'll enjoy. I have been living in Beijing, China for quite some years now and know how things go, but only because I got myself in some interesting situations over time. One of these situations was that I went out for dinner with friends south of Tiananmen Square. Tiananmen.
Tiananmen.
Yeah. Anyway, it's sounding different in my head. When the area was still considered a local area. Restaurants were more of a hole in the wall and don't come with toilets." That's because you're expected to use the hole in the wall, I think.
Not everybody can do that. Just saying.
"After having walked around for a day, we were kind of in need of one, and after asking the waitress about this, she decided to help and took us outside down the alley. You have to realize that these local areas have public toilets because private ones didn't exist back in that day. This has since changed. The waitress walks me into an open room for women where on the far wall are a few holes in the ground. There are no walls, no door, no nothing. Just one room.
Wait.
With a few holes in the ground."
No door?
No door.
"How'd you get in?" "I smell a lie."
Maybe. I think she means like no stall doors.
Oh.
Yeah. And no separation of the epistles, like 1 John, 2 John, 3 dear. John. All that.
What happened just now? Back on track.
Have I mentioned that I had only been in the country for less than a week? Luckily, I am the only one in need of using the toilet, so I'm kind of looking at the waitress and trying to motion that I needed some privacy. However...
Wait, there were waitresses in the bathroom?
The waitress showed her where the bathroom was.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Since the hole in the wall... restaurant doesn't have a hole in the ground toilet.
There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
That's where all the whales go. Where do the whales go to? Yeah. However, motions are not interpreted the same in China as they are in the West, I guess. She thought I needed instruction and walked to one of the holes and proceeded to demonstrate.
Oh my goodness.
Now what do you do? The only thing I could guess to do was use the bathroom, which I did. But it was quite the embarrassing moment at the time, and now I have learned to never leave the house before using the bathroom. From a life amateur in China.
Wow.
Anne Marie.
That makes me sad inside.
Yeah. The
Who knew America was the world's most advanced bathroom users? Or something.
Well, that, maybe that's why they're redesigning all kinds of things over there in Chiny.
Excuse me?
Chiny.
Oh, dear. Maybe we should make our bathrooms more like theirs.
No.
Just kidding. I can't even stay with that line of joking for very long.
That would be odd. Jenny, how about you tell us your funny story? Oh, wait, but before you do, let me tell you, listeners, where you can send your funny stuff, and let's try and keep it away from toilets for a little while, at least. You know,
let's tell you where you can send your funny stuff.
This is not a potty cast.
It's not.
Despite what the local post office guy thinks. You can call 903-231-2221 or email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com, or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab on the right side and record a message right from your computer. Okay, Jenny, tell us your funny story.
A few years ago, my family and I were moving out of the house we were living in.
No way. Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Now this house had an attic, and I had, what? I had, sorry, these people are making faces.
You went on so quickly, I couldn't point out that Daniel wasn't around to say anything about this moving with his voice.
I'm going for your sake.
Thank you.
So you can't even say.
See, this is what marriage is about. She defends me from accusations of having a female voice.
Well, anyway. I just
2 years of marriage. Okay. We're that tight.
That's adorable.
Well, anyway, I had my stuff in the attic, so I went upstairs and I wanted to be self-sufficient, as I normally do. And I had this huge box of books that I was trying to lift. You know how the attic, you know, if you don't have that, you know, the boards up, like the micro or the polyfiber boards, or whatever you call
them. Particle boards.
Particle boards, yes. Thank you. I'm not, you know.
Or some kind of board, yeah.
Yeah, I don't do wood stuff. Anyway, I was in the attic, and we didn't have a whole bunch of the particle board, so it was just like the fluffy stuff and some little support beams. And so I was lifting up my box, and I made a wrong step, and my foot went right through the ceiling. And all the fluffy stuff kind of, you know, fluffy belched stuff onto the floor downstairs.
Fluffy stuff.
Wait, how does an attic sound when it belches?
So my mom comes through the hallway and there's a foot dangling from the ceiling. And she comes up to help me.
That's not supposed to be there.
And this was the new house or the old house?
This was the old house.
Oh,
and
plumber.
My grandma actually lives there now. And she... my dad patched the ceiling, but you can still tell that there was once a hole there.
There was once a Jenny foot.
But she has yet to notice. And we were there recently.
So it's
and
a secret.
It is a secret. And I pointed it out to dad, and he was like, oh, no, shh. Because if grandma had looked up, she would have been like, what's that? But she doesn't know yet, so what she doesn't know can't hurt her.
Apparently.
Unless, like, another foot falls through
my
the
foot
hole.
My foot has been through that ceiling.
Well, Jenny sent me a text message. This was, I think we were engaged.
Yes, it was right before the wedding, a few months maybe.
And her message to me was, I fell through the ceiling. I thought, oh no, she fell through.
Wait a minute, wasn't this like an April Fool's
Day joke?
No, that
was something else. And I told that story before. I can't remember what episode. But yeah, I was thinking, you fell through the ceiling? How do you do that? Like, is it trampoline on the inside?
That's not falling.
Well, it's like, how do you get up there in the first place to fall through?
Now you know.
And now it's going to start a whole new line of interior decorating that Jenny has the inspiration of. It would be feet and legs. Like, just randomly, you have this leg and a foot sticking out of a wall somewhere. And it's all stylish to put the leg in designer jeans and designer
high
shoes
heels
and stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, hang jewelry from the legs and stuff.
And it's seasonal, too, because, like, wintertime, you can put snow boots on these decorations.
Not really, people. I don't really think that.
I end up in the correct dimension when I went through the portal, or... Does anybody else think this sounds like a good idea?
I think you're in Studio C right now.
But I like what Dream Drop Distance from our chat room said. And then Emma Watson flew in on her hoverboard.
Really? That's like an inside joke from the chat room.
Wait a minute. Was Emma Watson's hair long or was it short?
Oh, I don't know. By the way, we do the show live every Wednesday. Right now, it's our summer schedule, which will continue through to probably the last week of September. But we're doing this live on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's GMT-4 over at noodle.mx/live. And there are a bunch of people in the chat room right now. Let me shout out to them.
Ah!
Hey, everybody in the chat room. I'm shouting out to you. We got Doxson, Adrian Beck, August W. Booth, Ixtlin, Tyler, Roses Dancing for Christ, Tay, Elijah, Dream Drop Distance, Spider Monkey, JJ Lestrand.
No, it's Spider Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Get it right.
Spider Monkey, Spider Mary, whatever.
Fortuna and several anonymouses in there.
Anonymous I. Guys.
Apparently now, Mary, you are a monkey.
I need to say something. In my dimension, Emma Watson has never cut her hair short. Because
good choice.
That would be a bad idea, just like random legs sticking out of the wall.
And in your dimension, Wesley Crusher was the kid who always wanted to be you in Star Trek, right?
Yeah. Duh.
What kid our age did not grow up wanting to be Wesley Crusher?
I don't know.
Well, maybe the non-geeks.
I mean, what? Yeah.
The ones who were like, Wesley Crusher, he probably couldn't play football, but that's what I'm going to do. I don't know. I'm caricaturing people.
Well, listeners, we would love to hear from you, your funny stories, funny stuff that you see on the internet, funny things that happen to you, just, you know, funny stuff. Send it to us, feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221, or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab over on the right side and record a message right from your computer. You can also get the show notes for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/121 and follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon. That's phlegon.
I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/jennysnook, and I'm shrugging for no reason. Right now,
I'm shrugging because I'm thinking about how old babies born the year Star Trek The Next Generation went off the air are right now.
And listeners, I'm going to throw an idea out there, just like throwing Jenny's leg through the ceiling, sort of.
You threw my leg through the ceiling?
Yeah, kind of like, I mean, no, but
I was sure that my foot was going to land on the board.
It's kind of like Darth Vader accidentally killing his wife. No, do not want.
Oh, gosh. What?
But listeners, here's an idea I'm going to throw out. If any of you are artistically inclined with a program like Illustrator, making vector art on a computer, what do you think about maybe making images of us and making it something that could be animated? And then other listeners who maybe don't have skills of drawing things.
Other
could
or
maybe,
uglier? Which did
other,
you just say?
Other.
Oh.
Other listeners could maybe submit a script. Just throwing that idea out there. Just, you know, it's out there. Animators, drawers, illustrators, script writers, comedy script writers. Let me know. Feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com.
Like big project.
Maybe. Just something I'm
for
kind of playing with
when
in my
I'm
mind.
Not slightly sickly.
Check out all the other previous podcast episodes we've done over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thank you for listening.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one life worth living. They may try and sing ya. Yeah.
Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts like How to Podcast, Once Upon a Time, and more at noodle.mx.
Come on back down. My medicine is not helping as much as I hoped.